continue buying the ad. Facebook says the postcard plan will first apply to ads that name candidates ahead of the midterm elections in November. I'm Julie Walker.
Facebook is forging ahead with its messaging app for children. The move comes despite child experts who have pressed the company to shut it down. Messenger Kids lets kids under 13 chat with friends and family. It displays no ads, lets parents approve who their children message. More in these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 19th of February. Good morning. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bomb. Did you freeze today on your Jeep?
Well, actually, the Jeep has this thing called a heater that works pretty good, and I have the top up and the sides on and all that. It's a little breezy because it is a Jeep, and that's the nature of the beast, but was a beautiful drive, and what a lovely sunrise.
It was. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How am I sounding here on the microphones this morning on this
Sounds
Monday?
Sounds good to me.
Currently 30 degrees in the downtown studios. Our high today be 51. We always come in on our Mondays. As you know from our loyal listeners, we have so many wonderful weekend shows. So we come in on Monday morning, and you don't know until you get on live just exactly what it's going to sound like. Tonight, overnight, partly cloudy with low of around 30 and about 6 miles per hour northwest winds. Washington's birthday. Yes, that's right. Which one? Oh, Washington. You know, they celebrate both of them together, don't they? Mostly sunny with... Did you see that new commercial? It's got Washington and Lincoln. It said, do you miss having your own birthday? Back and forth.
It's one of the car companies, I think.
Oh, yes. And I've got my Washington birthday story every year. Mostly sunny with our highs near 51. Monday night, areas of frost after 10. Otherwise, mostly clear with our lows of around 28. Tomorrow calls for frost again before 10 a.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 52. And Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 32. Wednesday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers. Mostly sunny with a high near 53. And Wednesday night, 20% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low of around 34. Thursday, slight chance of showers. Thursday night, a chance of showers. That's kind of a four-day forecast here. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And you know how we always like to say, shop local.
Well, you know, the thing about the weather is hopefully, we'll get some rain, and that this, you know, there'll be more systems moving through here. What can I say?
I know we spent the weekend watering everything down.
We did.
That was kind of weird.
You know, I was out yesterday with Ted Leidy has started something here in town called the Jake's Program in conjunction with the National Wild Turkey Federation. So you ask yourself, what's that? Well, Jake is a young bird, and so what this is for kids 12 to 16 to be able to go out and hunt for their first time, and literally their first time hunting turkeys. And they're partnered up with somebody who's hunted before, and then of course their parent or guardian comes with them. So yesterday was the first meeting of getting everybody together, and everybody was given classes on gun safety, and then had a chance to shoot 25 rounds of trap shooting, so they could get into the movement of a target and how to move the gun on it and all this. And then they had then they sighted in their shotguns on how, when they're usually going to probably be sitting while you're waiting for a turkey to show up, and where to aim, and they all got several chances to do that. Then had a class again on safety and equipment that they would be seeing or maybe even be using out in the field. So it was, and then afterwards, hamburger and hot dog cookout, and so all the kids were there, and all their hunters were there, with them and their parents. So it was a good turnout. So that's the first they get to hunt the week before. So before the season starts. So we've got ranches and places that people will let the kids come out. Won't let anybody else come out, but they'll let the kids come out and hunt. You know, and there's turkeys on the property. Now, I know there's places that's got so many turkeys on them. Unfortunately, they're right here in the middle of town, or they're in Palo Cedro, surrounded by other houses, but they've got 25 pet turkeys on there, Bobby and Terry, and they won't let anybody touch them because they're out there raising them practically. So, anyway, that happened yesterday, and that was kind of cool. You know, to see this, because Ted was recognized at the national level back at the National Wild Turkey Federation, and that was recognized for the work he does with youth. And then Wendell Stout, who has a place up here, donates a lot to this program, as do others. To the kids get camouflage. They have they get these handmade turkey calls, a pot call. So it is just like, it's really good for the kids. It's good to bring up young people like this that want to learn to hunt turkeys, because turkeys are such a wonderful sport. I mean, I don't know how many times I've gone out, never touched a turkey. It's just like.
But this year you hope to.
Well, I've gotten my turkey, but I mean, it's fun to go out. I mean, in the spring, hunting turkeys is just a great way to spend a day or two or a week.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And over the weekend, of course, the Olympics, and we hear, unfortunately, we weren't able to attend, but we hear that the Jefferson event on Saturday night was a sellout. Success.
Yeah.
And I ran into Commander Gibson and Mary Lou at the cleaners. And
they won something.
I heard that they had in the drawing a African safari.
African safari for Gibsons. I think that's great.
Hey,
you know what?
If you need
Commander,
a guide.
Yeah, Commander, you need somebody to carry your luggage? Come on, here we are. So
let's call him Buana.
Buana Gibson. I like that. So anyway.
Hey, here's something interesting in the news today. I know we usually talk a little bit about local, but I just have to tell you, because if you've ever been to Catalina, you know, Avalon is the island, right? So authorities say a buffalo, you know, at one time, I think the buffaloes were brought over to that island for a silent film in the early, oh gosh,
Randolph
Hearst.
Seem
to recall, yeah, something, yeah.
He brought the buffaloes over.
Yeah, he brought the buffaloes.
For a movie. Okay. So then, you know, they bred and they kept. So if you've ever been to the top, if you've flown off the out of Catalina, back in the day when I did, it was, all buffalo land up there. Well, seems that the authorities, again, say a buffalo has gored a man camping on Southern California's Catalina Island. Sergeant Ray Ward said that when the buffalo came closer, the man tried to move away, and that's when the animal charged. Do you hear that very often about buffalo charging?
Well, if you remember when we were on our trip to Sturgis on the motorcycle, we were literally surrounded by the buffalo, and the ranger had to go out there with a bullwhip and start popping it to get them off the road. And
but they weren't charging.
No,
they were just kind of pushing forward like that big head was right there saying,
my gosh, they're huge.
Now, where does an 1,800-pound buffalo go?
Anywhere he wants. Now, it's a little-known fact, but they took, I think, 10 to 12 of those buffalo off the island and took them to Camp Pendleton. And now Camp Pendleton, California, the Marine Corps base, has a herd of like about 30 or 40 on there. And they come down, and they come down from the hills, and they go across the road down toward the beach. I mean, on a regular basis. And they
beach buffalo.
Yeah, and the MP stop, and here come the buffalo through there. They fear nothing because they have no enemies out there.
Well, it says here that the Orange County Register reports that the man was treated at the scene and then airlifted to a hospital. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Buffalo are common and roam freely on the backside of Catalina Island, where their campgrounds. Hey, we're live, all right? Ward says it's very rare.
Oh, yeah.
Very rare for them to attack humans. So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
You know what? The thing about it is that you have no idea, unless you've been up next to a bull buffalo, and I was on a motorcycle one time coming through Custer State Park, and they were alongside the road, and I sat there, and as I sat on the bike, because we were kind of like stopped, and I'm looking at this buffalo from like 30 feet away. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a huge animal here. They really are large.
This is a semi with legs.
Yeah, I mean, they're not elephant size or anything like that, of course, but they're large. And so somebody getting gored like that is probably, he's lucky probably to be alive that, the buffalo just didn't carry on with the attack. Hey, we're going to need to take a break here, but. You know, I was lifting a lot of things over this week, and my back was bothering me. So last night, I changed my sleep number setting. I did. I dropped it instead of making it, because I'm up there where it's coming from. I dropped it, like, to a 45. I woke up this morning, no back pain. So I don't know if it's because I adjusted it or maybe I just, self-adjusted during the night, but there was no pain. But I was able to change my bed firmness. And so my sleep number setting was 40 as opposed to 65. And I think that made a difference last night.
And mine has been changed to back to 55 where I originally started. I bounce around too. And that's the beautiful thing about our sleep number bed is that you have your own sleep number setting and dual controls. And we love our bed.
You know, you can set the firmness of the mattress is one thing, and it's not just that. They've got new beds now that they actually sense when you move and automatically adjust. So you need to ask about that. But right now, Sleep Number beds down in the Target Shopping Center, you can save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Plus, queen mattresses start at only $699.99. That's $699.99. They cost as much as a traditional mattress, but they last a lot longer, and you can adjust, and you feel better every night. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center, over to the Sleep Number store. Go on in there and tell them Carl and Linda sent you, and just lay down on one of their beds, and trust me, you'll feel the difference. We'll be right back.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do.
Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you've had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
If you did,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're studio with the KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. 19th of February. It's 30 degrees out there.
It is.
Going up to 51 today. It's going to be cold this week. So enjoy this cold weather. And not that there's any rain to it, but there will be rain. Maybe Thursday. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. And the Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this segment of the show. 1845 California Street, that is the newest location for your local bank, Cornerstone Community Bank. Three locations, one on Cypress Street, of course, and then on Main Street in Red Bluff. Go on down to Cornerstone Community Bank. Meet the people. See what they can do. See how they are moving local dreams forward. All right. So you got anything what else besides Buffalo goring people on the island?
Well, Olympics ratings fall to 2018 low on second Saturday, steady with Sochi in 2014.
You know, the NBC, I think, is they're doing a pretty good job, I guess. But they, you know, some of their things is the they hired this one ice skater who has had nothing but attacks on Pence. He's gay, and he says he doesn't like Pence, Vice President Pence. And then, so what's NBC do? Is, well, let's give him a bigger platform here. Let's hire him to be a commentator. Well, then the young man turns it down. So I'm be interested to know why that was. So, you know, except that maybe he's just, I've had, okay, it's enough. But this, what, these two, the skating.
His name's Adam Rippon. He turns down NBC correspondent position.
Yeah.
And struggles with broadcast gaffes.
Yeah, network struggles with it. You know, they did one, they pronounced this one downhill skier the winner for like 15 minutes. She was the winner, nobody can touch her. And even though there were 16 more skiers coming down the hill, and one of them beat her by like 2/100ths of a second to win the gold medal. And meanwhile, they had moved over to a skating event. And then even when they came back, they still weren't saying it correctly. They couldn't get the girl's name. They didn't. So... Well, it was a mess.
I can read you the tweet from Adam Rippon. I'm flattered that NBC wanted me to work as a correspondent for them here in Pyeongchang. Doing this would require me to leave Team USA and move out of the Olympic Village. I don't want to do that, so I had to decline the opportunity.
Oh, okay, so that's why. Okay, well, that's cool.
Didn't want to leave his buddies.
You know what? That's great.
Worked hard. He's 27.
He's represented. You know what? Trying to keep your peak like that. He's representing our country. You know, I could care less if he's gay, heterosexual, or what. Anyway, the...
Just spare me the top politics. Go out and throw the damn ball or whatever.
You know, I got to get back. You know, I have to address this Florida thing. I'm seeing people...
Huh?
So, yeah. You could turn me back on.
Yeah,
you don't agree with what I'm saying?
No. Actually, you were still on the monitor, jammed, as it is prone to do on windy days for reasons I... It's basically a static charge on the board.
It's a static charge. When you put your hand over there, you know.
It stuns the board.
So, you know, what we're going to do is wrap you in cellophane. Anyway, the parts about people, you know, they're, of course, you know, you're finding out 27 times the guy was called, the police were called to his house, yet his parents are on TV saying, we had no idea. He did every he obeyed every rule to a T. Well, this is a step parents or adopted parents. He obeyed every rule to the T that they knew about it. He had guts. They knew about that. But they're saying that nothing happened, yet he was posting on Facebook when he was cutting himself. And a county health, you know, social worker came out and said he's a low risk to hurt himself or other people and wrote that. So that's, you know, she wrote then. So then, you know, but being called to the house that many times, was it about the young man? Was it about something else? And then the FBI, of course, being told twice, it looks like now there were two people that notified the FBI, hey, maybe you better take a look at this. So what does it go back to? It goes back to the fact that you need to take away everybody's, you know, semi-automatic weapons. And when I see things like that, I can't help but think of, well, I buy wine from the Mosleys. I love those people. They do so much stuff for our community. And plus, they have great wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
But of all the wine that we buy, I have not ever gotten drunk. I have never driven my car drunk. If I did, however, and I crashed into another car and killed somebody, that's on me. It's not on the Mosleys. Not on the Mosleys. They did what they were, you know, they sold it to me. I have a right to buy it. But these are guns. These are guns. Yeah, they're guns. That's true. But I also buy semi-automatic guns, weapons, pistols. And by the way, there's more people killed with pistols. Many, 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 many more killed by pistols than long guns. So after, if you confiscate all the long guns, is the next thing is you take all the pistols? Is that where we're going? But here's the point I'm trying to make is I have bought, and millions, millions, millions more just like me have bought their guns. They've bought them legally. We've gone through background checks. We know how to use our guns. And these guns are kept safe. And yet you want to take these guns away from us. Because of the actions of a crazed few, and I just can't. It's hard for me to get my arms around this whole thing where I have to give up my possessions because a criminal uses a gun to commit an atrocity. And if that's the case, well, then we need to start addressing everything: car attacks, baseball bats. We have to, you know what, let's just address everything at one time. And if you're going to buy a baseball bat or a hammer, which, by the way, more people are killed with, you know, fist and all these than they are with long guns, then are we going to have to start licensing everything? Oh, no, you're being ridiculous because a gun can kill so many people. Well, that's true. But what should this young man have even had a gun? It doesn't sound like me like he should have. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Henry.
Well, I think that they were approaching this from the wrong direction. First of all, you could stop about 80% of all the school shootings by arming the teachers and training them. And most of these kids that go in there think they're invincible, but if they know that they're going to not make it through there, they're going to die, they won't do it. Now, there's probably 20% that would still go. But that'll cut it down to about 20% of what we got now, which is very, very little. And it seems to me like if they'd arm the teachers and let them carry on campus, then we wouldn't have near the problem that we've got now.
You know, Henry, I'm not sure about that. I understand what you're saying, and I've seen this from various other people. But I train people on how to use a gun. And unless that they are put through a specific type of course and that they continue to shoot afterwards and that they're aware of everything that's going on around them, it can help. It can be like that last resort type thing. They're not going to, you know, the last resort is, you know, that the security has failed. This person has made it through the security barriers. And then now it is up to the teacher, maybe in that case. But for them to be proactive and, to go hunting down the shooter, an active shooter.
Down.
Yeah.
But be armed so
yeah.
If they walk into a schoolroom,
yes.
And they're going to get 8 slugs in the middle of their chest.
Well, it's a
it's a last resort type thing, but I think there's other things that can be done. But I think you're right. I think if it comes down to that, then there has to be a last resort.
Well, I think that this is probably at least part of the solution to the problem.
Well, you know what? It's a multifaceted problem, and we need to take a look at everything. Trump wants to listen to everybody for ideas on Wednesday. You know, he's talking to the kids from that school and educators.
Well, you need to. Let's suppose that everybody was armed. Everybody had a permit and was carrying. And a bank robber decides to rob a bank, and he walks in there, and there's 40 people armed. You think he's going to go in there? Not a chance.
No, I think a perfectly sane person would not do that.
I don't think they would either.
But I'm looking at, and I'm going to include this Las Vegas guy in there. Have we heard anything about this guy afterwards? I mean, was there anything about him that was an indicator up till then that he was going to go shoot and kill 54 people?
No, I don't think so. I never did hear.
He kind of dropped off the scope there. Yeah. Hey, Henry, got to run. Thanks a lot,
okay,
buddy.
Thank you. We're going to take a break, and this is Washington's birthday, also known as President's Day. It is a federal holiday, and just for your information, George Washington, the first president of the United States, was born on February 22nd, 1732. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
I thought love was only true and fairy tales. Then someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. Now that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For your rockin' pleasure, ZZ Tush. A full-on tribute to that little old band from Texas. Live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, March 9th. Northern California's premier ZZ Top tribute band, ZZ Tush, brings it live and loud, playing all their greatest hits and then some. Got Me Under Pressure, Cheap Sunglasses, Legs. ZZ Tush brings the ZZ Top experience to the stage. They got the moves, the music, the beards, the shades, and of course, the furry guitars. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. So if a good old time is what you're after, then you ought to come out. These boys give you the whole package. ZZ Tush live and loud at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, March 9th at 7:30 p.m. A good rockin' time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play and the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the river.
One cold, dark winter's night in 1968, a small Mark security unit crept along the alleyway of a medical complex in Redding. The driver, Archie Beck, a 49-year-old purple-hearted Pearl Harbor survivor, veteran of World War II, had just introduced the private security industry to Northern California. For a soldier critically wounded on the morning of December 7, 1941, North State Security's creation was one man's dream becoming a reality. I am Lance Beck, Arch's son and current president CEO of North State Security. The early days of this business were challenging, tough on us kids, listening to local miscreants bellowing, "Hey, rent a cop," at Dad. Arch worked unbelievably hard, 20-hour days as a salesman, guard, and mechanic, while Mom served as the dispatcher. The decades have flown by. North State Security celebrates 50 years of providing protective services throughout this region. North State Security at 243-0295. Trust us for all of your security-related needs. Once again, that's North State Security at 243-0295.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Pop by to say hello.
Good morning. On this beautiful Washington's birthday here, President's Day. Right here on Market Street, if you drive down, you're going to see flags. It's a great photo op. It just feels all American, you know, as we are. 7:34 in the morning. It's the 19th of February.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over a quarter of a century, voted best in the North State. And there's reasons why it was, because, let me think, it is the best in the North State for any type of heating or cooling systems. They can work on any of them. All their people, all their technicians have been through all the schools. They offer warranties, guarantees, and trust me, they perform and they give great service. It's almost like you feel like somebody in your family is helping you out. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Good morning, hon. We're here with Rose Galen, who is on the board of directors of the Can-Do Spirit. And Can-Do Spirit is a vision to support Marines and their families when transitioning after, maybe an accident or some kind of things happening. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Well, good morning. And we were, can I read your mission statement?
Absolutely.
To support veterans and their families when transitioning home after a catastrophic accident by removing barriers and fostering independence in a non-institutional environment, reducing costs to the VA and Medicare systems while empowering our veteran to take back their life and thrive.
Yes, that is our mission.
So tell us your personal story. This hits you personally as many times when something happens close with someone close to us, we then figure, what can I do? The only thing I can do is try to make movement.
Right, right.
So what's your story?
So about 5 years ago, Tim, who's on the board of directors, a veteran, was in a catastrophic accident that left him paralyzed from the chest down. Maneuvering through the insurance and maneuvering through the VA was not easy process, which left its toll on us after a couple of years. Well, after we struggled and tried to find ways to continue living in our home that was absolutely not ready for a large wheelchair, or it didn't accommodate a wheelchair, nor was our bathroom accommodating. He went 6 months without a shower because was not accessible. All these different barriers that we had, but yet had to figure out how to traverse, just really took a toll on us, not only financially, but emotionally and spiritually. Long story short, with some good help from the family and a couple of local organizations, we figured this out together. I'm a nurse, so I was able to look at the situation and use my creative ingenuity, and we figured this out. Well, now it's 5 years later, and Tim often gets stopped at Home Depot or other places that we're out and about asking about him and why he's in the chair and what's going on. And it's usually by other veterans or other people in chairs talking. And when we start talking about it, then they start wanting to help. They want to know how did he get this and how did they. And we just found ourselves automatically teaching and supporting and mentoring other people in similar situations. So Tim said, you know what, we've got to do something. We figured this out. It's been 5 years. Now let's go help other people figure it out. So we put together the nonprofit, the Can-Do Spirit, taking the logo there from the Seabees, the Navy Seabees, which is what Tim was part of, and their motto was Can-Do. So that's where that came from. But so currently, right now, we have a peer-to-peer caregiver support group. And we found that this was really important because as a veteran, you have all these different support systems at the VA clinic, at the VA hospital, but there's nobody there that supports the person that's taking care of that veteran. And the divorce rate and the separation rate and the institutional rate is so high regarding this because the stress on that caregiver, the change in who they are from what they were that nobody ever addresses and doesn't give them that support to understand, you know, that as a caregiver, you're going to go through stress, you're going to go through emotions, you're going to go through times of question, like, what am I doing here? Can I do this? So right now, currently, we do have a peer-to-peer caregiver support group that is through Facebook off the page, the Can Do Spirit page. And it's on Tuesdays and Thursday nights between 7 and 8 p.m. And I go live and I just discuss all the current issues that are going on, what's on my heart. Some people, they email me or they text me through the Can Do Spirit and they say, you know what, I'm dealing with blah, blah, blah. And so I look it up and we talk about it. And it's just me and anybody else that comes on supporting each other as veteran caregivers.
Have you talked to Debbie Sprague? Do you know who Debbie Sprague is?
No, I have not.
She wrote a book called Stranger in My Bed about PTSD. And she also has a group for caretakers or those who are married to people with PTSD. It may be interesting for you or may be helpful for you to get in touch with her because you're covering the gamut of everything. But she has a regularly scheduled meeting and has addressed a lot of the problems because if your spouse has PTSD, you have PTSD, essentially. So
absolutely.
If you've got a disabled veteran in your home, you know, what are all the things that can happen? What can the government do to help you, first of all? Because there are a lot of stuff that he has earned through his service, a lot of benefits to mm-hmm. be able to help. One might be, you know, if they're in a wheelchair, that walk-in tub, that mm-hmm. they could get that, and all these other things that are out there, too. But your bottom line is that you're looking to build a home, or not build, but to provide a structure for people that have had traumatic accidents or things have happened that they can live
Correct.
With their families.
Correct. The vision of the Can Do Spirit is to somehow find a structure, like you said, either through donation or through raising of funds and purchasing something, where they can go transitioning from the hospital following a catastrophic accident to this safe place where their caregiver can live with them and they can get the peer support where they can master those new tools of how to live in that wheelchair or following that accident. This also allows them some time to have somebody go out to their home and make sure that there's no barriers to them living there and getting those doorways done, those ramps put in, and so forth, so that they can live in their home versus being institutionalized.
So with this flyer I'm looking at, peer-to-peer caregiver support, you've talked about this already, but I want to say it again, through Facebook Live on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the evening between 7 to 8 p.m.
Yes.
People are listening right now that they can go to the Can Do Spirit Facebook,
yes,
correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Like it and get on the non-judgmental place for caregivers to discuss, vent, I like that, mm-hmm. learn, and support each other.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you just need somebody who's like-minded, like, oh, you get it. I mean, you could be talking about something that's just got under your skin, or we would say in your craw,
mm-hmm.
or craw would say in your craw. But you can talk about it with somebody who totally gets it because they're going through some kind of similar situation.
Yes.
Go
ahead.
We're with Rose Galen, who is one of the on the board of directors, along with Timothy Webb, a disabled veteran, and Don Rushford, a disabled veteran. To talk about the Can Do Spirit, a way of helping those veterans' families who have, are disabled and or maybe need things to help make their lives easier, and you know, things from doorways to showers. So, how do people get a hold of you, Rose?
Well, they can get a hold of me several ways. They can just go to the website, thecandospirit.org. They can go to Facebook, the Can Do Spirit Facebook page. They can email me at thecandospirit.org@gmail.com, and they can also message me through the Facebook page, the Can Do Spirit Facebook page as well. And I get back to them as soon as possible. Just want to let you know that it is a fully volunteer organization, and all donations and all money goes directly back into serving our veterans. Do want to throw a big sure. shout out and a thank you to Franz Bakery, who is my go-to donation this bakery is amazing in supporting our veterans, both here locally and in Anderson. They give me a call when they need my help, and I give them a call when the veterans need help, and I deliver bread and pastries to our veterans, both here at the VFW in Reading and in Anderson.
Name of the bakery again?
Franz Bakery.
How do you spell that?
F-R-A-N-Z.
Okay, Franz. And they're located Franz. Where?
Cypress, I believe.
Okay.
Yes. Right here in town?
Yes, right
Wonderful.
Here in town.
Big shout Franz. Out. Love it.
Okay, well, maybe we'll stop by and see Franz. Now, when you get ready to do your fundraisers or other things, you make sure you're back in here again. We'll run a bunch of PSAs for you. I think what you're doing is great. I think there's other organizations that are kind of, you know, all of you kind of nibbling on the edges of another, you know, each a little bit different, but, you know, kind of the same core thing to help the veterans that, like I said, get a hold of Debbie and see some of the things she's got, because she's been doing this for over a decade and wrote a book, a good book, Stranger in Your Bed.
Deals with PTSD.
Right, most. But it also deals with getting veterans help.
Right.
And the fact that you are dealing also with PTSD.
PTSD, but TBIs, and STIs.
All types of different things. But the point of getting our veterans help, though, is she's gone through a lot of these things. They may have some pointers for you.
Well, I'm not a lone wolf, and
no.
I do not mind. I love that there's lots of us out there, and I am so open to joining, working with, you know, partnering with anybody out there that has the same vision and heart that we do.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much again. Go to the Can Do Spirit and Facebook, like them, and share this information you've heard this morning on KCNR with your friends and family and neighbors. And your veterans.
Thanks a lot, Rose.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
How's that?
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheraton Reading Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electricians Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register, or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia, and as George Washington said as he was crossing the Delaware,
it's time for the annual President's Day sale.
Today, choose from four of Kia's most popular brand new 2018 models and get 0% financing for 75 months. That's free money and make no payments for 90 days.
Kia, America's best value, gives you more. America's best warranty and a full line of award-winning vehicles to fit your budget and your lifestyle. SUVs, crossovers, sedans, luxury cars, the all-new 365-horsepower 2018 Kia Stinger GT and the 51-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Check out the President's Day sales specials now. On approval of credit, must finance through KMF for 0% and 90-day delayed payment offer. Subject to prior sales, 0% for 75 months is $13.33 per thousand financed. Sale ends 2/28.
Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
This is Tracy Edwards, and we would like to invite you to Glitz and Glamour at Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Year to Remember Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards, presentation, and silent auction. Celebrate the 70 organizations that received funds in 2017, with one organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Glamorous Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd. For event information, please call 242-4516.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Like a child, you whisper softly to me. You're in control, just like a child. Now I'm dead.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Like
Carl and Linda Bach, good morning. It's Monday morning, the 19th of February. 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 30 degrees going up to 51 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings you the statement. It's Monday. I have to retrain my mouth here. If you're looking for professional windshield repair, and we're talking about little bitty chips to cracks over 2.5 feet in length, this is the man that can do it. Incredible job he does on all the windshields. He guarantees it for life. Veteran-owned business. Jeff Wurst is just outstanding at what he does. There's no practicing with Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff knows what he's doing. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or stop by 3208 South Market Street to talk to him, because, you know, with the change in the weather, so it's going down so cold and freezing, if you have a little bit of water in that little chip on your windshield, it could freeze, expand, and crack it all in one night.
Really?
Easily. Oh, yeah, easily. Or the windshield's cold, and it's got a chip in it, and the heater hits it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, got another crack.
Well, we know that happens in the summer when it's hot.
And then you hit it with the
air conditioning. So that can make it crack as well.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 241-8373. Okay.
Currently 30 degrees in the downtown studios, will be 51 our highs today. That's the forecast, with lows of 28. So there we go with the weather. And it's a great Monday morning here. It's President's Day, Washington's birthday. Do you have a Washington's birthday story? Do you remember anything from Washington's birthday? Well, like a holiday, some as a kid or anything like that?
You know, here's what I remember, is that I was getting ready to take the trash out last night.
yesterday.
Don't get me going. I mean, I'm not even sure what I have for breakfast, but last night I remember I got all the trash, put it away, and I'm pulling out the garbage can to the street, and I look out, and there's another set of garbage cans. I went... And I started thinking about it, because then I looked up and I looked down the street, and then down the other side of the street. There are no garbage cans. So I pushed that back, and instead of leaving it out, I just pushed it back.
Uh-huh.
Get online, check it out, Redding, City of Redding.
Oh, you did?
For collection schedules.
You didn't share that with me.
Well, you asked me. I said,
this morning.
I said, no, it's on President's Day.
No, I said, here's what, I just want to, I'm not correcting you.
Oh, yes, you are, but let me finish. So I checked it, and it said, President's Day, no collection, everything moves to the next day. Okay? So this reminds me of, is if you're a city worker or a federal worker or a county worker, you get the day off that I'm paying for.
That's where you go on Washington's birthday?
I tell you what. Tell me that there isn't other people in this town that are busting their humps and, you know, today, and, you know, and the other people get the day off.
What about people in retail stores? They work.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
You're agreeing with me. The only people who get this off are?
Federal employees.
City employees. County employees.
Don't you have a nice memory of Washington's birthday? Like, remember when, back in band?
Yeah, when I was in the Marine Corps, I could get this day off.
Well, there you go.
There it is. I got, if
you don't have any cherry pie memories?
No.
Okay, well, I do.
Okay.
I'm going to share that now.
Why don't you just say at the beginning and say, no, Carl, I'm tired of listening to your nonsense about people having days off. I've got a cherry pie
story. Well, no, but not only that. Let me share the story fast, real quickly. I said to Carl, did you take out the garbage this morning, last night? He goes, no. That was
First
it.
Of all, I did
yes,
not say
you
it.
Did. You
I,
said no.
It was not
And
like
then you
that.
Let a long pause happen, and then you said, because it's a federal holiday. And then it was just, see, you just went. No. And I thought, okay. So, like, you wanted to write that of me.
She immediately turned on me. Immediately turned on me. And
no,
I did not. I was waiting. No, I was waiting.
Are,
I was waiting. She said, did you take the trash out last night? I should have gone, no. I need your help. Here, quick, run outside.
Oh.
and then she would have run outside, and I just said, oh. Oh, that's right. It's President's Day.
I tell the story every year.
State and federal workers get the day off, but we don't.
Okay, I tell the story every year because Washington's birthday, as a child growing up, living in the country, you know, we didn't go into the city very often. Maybe once or twice a year.
They couldn't get those horses rounded up.
You had to do that in order to get out, right?
They might have cleared the, you know.
Right.
And there was under attacks. There was, you know.
Washington's birthday, now all... sales are every weekend. Everything you can think of. It's a sneeze sale. Hello, we're having a sale. But in the days of the 60s and the 70s, when I grew up, Washington's birthday was a really big deal. And so my mother and I would go to Sacramento. And we would go to this place called Kitty Corral. And because, you know.
You're buying kitties?
Well, K-I-D-D-I-E.
Oh, Kitty Corral.
And we would go shopping, and then, shopping. I would get my clothes for the year. And it was so exciting. Then I'd come home and do a big fashion show for my dad. He would roll his eyes like, you have another one? Another one? But we would stop at Lyons. I'll never forget because there's this woman that worked there. She must have been 80 years old with that white hair piled on top of her head. You know, everybody has one of those. I think her name was Fran. And it was like, it was a ritual to go have cherry pie on Washington's birthday after shopping for hours upon hours and then driving back. So those are like, it's a etched memory in my brain. I know everybody's got a Washington birthday memory.
I don't.
It could be a picnic. It could be a family trip. It could be.
You know,
something horrible, I don't know.
Everybody in here shaking their head no except you, because you got taken shopping, and God knows that.
Once a year with the big sales, everything was half off.
I know that you enjoy that. Not only do you enjoy it, you still do little fashion shows in the house. You still, look what I got.
I can't help it.
And so I
was trained by the best.
I get to see two or three outfits. Or what should I wear tonight? Sometimes it's four or five outfits. What should I wear tonight?
Well, you know, it was very odd because I lived in the country and went to a country school, and in those days, a lot of the girls, the families would either make their clothes or they would order their gingham dresses off of Sears catalogs.
Or dress
and,
like
and we would go in and we would get these clothes that would be the same price if you were to buy the fabric and make it. It was really, but they were kind of very contemporary and very, and so I got my taste at probably, what was I, fourth grade, where I really got a taste for fashion, and I loved it. And I didn't care if I lived in the country and had my fishnets and climbed up the pole and scraped my knees and had holes in my fishnets. I still did it, you know. So anyway, I know it's just kind of ridiculous, but that was a memory.
My favorite story when you were living out in the country, when you and three of your girlfriends dressed up like the flying nuns.
We did.
Went to school.
We were sent home.
They were sent home because they were dressed like the, including the hats.
We somehow managed
to bring all this stuff.
Sister Batrill. I was Sister Batrill. and I had taken sheets and safety pins. So the skin was going right through. You could see the safety pins on the side. But we were so into it. One of my girlfriends was Catholic, so we had rosaries.
They were walking together through the school, you know, on their way to class, going to class with their hats out like that.
Little black tights and shoes.
And the principal called them in, called the parents, said, you know what, they didn't do anything wrong, they're just dressed strangely.
As nuns.
They're dressed as nuns.
And we, by God, thought we were going to fly. Several of us got hurt because we would get on the swing set and just go out there and think we were going to fly, but we took some chin plants. So that's the kind of stuff it's nice to talk about every now and then in the morning here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, when we come back, we got a couple minutes, but we got Judy. Pull that microphone over there. Judy,
somebody else.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. I do not have stories like that.
You didn't dress like a nun when you were.
No, I didn't dress like a nun.
Did you? What's your favorite story about Washington's birthday?
You know, I was sitting here thinking. You know, it was not anything we really made a big deal celebrating and stuff. Yeah. I can't even hardly, you know, remember anything special that we did.
I remember, you know, they would talk about it in school, like, I cannot tell a lie, that one, and how Washington threw a silver dollar across the Potomac. Mm-hmm. You know, those stories. And I'm not sure about him going across the Delaware at the, you know, head of his troops on Christmas Eve.
But see, I remember having Washington birthday off and then Lincoln birthday off.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's true.
And there was always a parade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I remember, I think there was something like that. But anyway, it's just, and then they combined it to All President's Day and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So,
no, you know.
Well, I was bummed because we got one less holiday.
And like I said, you know, when I was working for the feds in the Marine Corps, and we get these off, and then toward. And of course, if you're overseas, you don't think those were not, you know, looked at. But and so what you would do is you let your troops off half a day on Friday. They have all today off, and then the first muster was at noon the next day, because you did not want them driving back at midnight.
Mm-mm.
Trying to get back and get mm-hmm. hurt. So anyway, hey, when we come back, Judy Maxwell is with
Judy.
Us, and we'll be talking about health insurance and much more. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. The couple who took in the Florida school shooting suspect after his mother died says he told them he was sorry after the shooting.
James and Kimberly Sneed say they've only seen Nicholas Cruz once since last week's shooting that killed 17 people. When they briefly saw him at the police station, Kimberly Sneed says she yelled at him and, in her words, really wanted to strangle him more than anything. The pair tell ABC's Good Morning America that Cruz told them he was sorry.
Correspondent Matt Small. Augustin Hernandez, a 17-year-old who attends a school near Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School where the shootings occurred, says last week's school shooting could have happened anywhere.
I go to Deerfield, that's another school in Broward. This kid could have just really kind of shown up in any school. We have, you know, there's always kids in our school that make you think, that you're just like, wow, this kid could actually do it.
Some students are planning a protest today outside the White House calling for gun control. The Kremlin is dismissing a U.S. indictment that charged 13 Russians with interfering in the 2016 presidential election as lacking in evidence.
The federal grand jury indictment alleges that a wealthy entrepreneur with close ties to Russian President Putin funneled money to a so-called troll farm. This agency allegedly sent operatives to the U.S., created fictitious social media accounts, and used them to spread tendentious messages. The aim was either to influence voters or to undermine faith in the American political system. Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, says that while the indictment focuses on Russian nationals, it gives no indication that the Russian government was involved in any way. I'm Asya Fuchs.
Syrian opposition activists and paramedics say government airstrikes and the shelling of rebel-held eastern suburbs of the capital have killed at least 18 people. The targeted suburbs, known as Eastern Ghouta, have been subjected to weeks-long bombardments. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092. 0092.
A New York college says it has found a lock of George Washington's hair in a book in its library.
A librarian at Union College in Schenectady cataloging really old books found a tiny envelope inside with the handwritten words, Washington's hair. That book, an almanac, was owned by Philip Schuyler, whose father was one of the college's founders and friends with George Washington. One historian says back then locks of hair were given as gifts. A hair expert and collector also believes it's the real deal. The college says it has no plans to DNA test the hair because it could destroy some of it, and without the root attached, it's not always reliable. They do plan to display it. Julie Walker, New York.
Facebook is forging ahead with its messaging app for kids, even as child experts press the company to shut it down. They say it lures kids into harmful social media use. News and analysis at townhall.com. A new law in Switzerland can get you in hot water if you boil a lobster.
It's part of the broad principle of animal dignity enshrined in Switzerland's constitution. Beginning March 1st, the common practice of cooking lobster is outlawed because the Swiss say it's cruel and lobsters can sense pain. The same law also gives domestic pets further protection, such as dogs can no longer be punished for barking, cats must have a daily visual contact with other felines, and hamsters or guinea pigs must be kept in pairs. And anyone who flushes a pet goldfish down the toilet could face jail time. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Olympic bronze medalist in curling Alexander Krushelnitsky has tested positive for doping. The president of the Russian Curling Federation says someone could have spiked his food or drink because he tested clean less than a month ago. An IOC spokesman says the positive doping test could hurt Russia's chances to be reinstated before the end of the Winter Olympics. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading at the very center of the changes that's going on in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. 7 or 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news, as always, is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. The best walk-in humidor in Northern California, right there at Tobacco and Brew. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and welcome to our show this morning. So glad to be here on the 19th. Currently 32 degrees. That's right. It's at that freezing moment with our highs of 51 today, our lows of 28. Tomorrow calls for, and there's areas of frost again on this Washington's birthday. Tuesdays, we have frost again, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 52. Northwest wind, 3 to 5 miles an hour. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of around 32. Now Wednesday, we call for a slight chance of rain and snow showers, mostly sunny with a high near 53. That's Wednesday. Wednesday night, 20% chance of showers. In the evening, mostly cloudy with a low of around 34. I think it's down comforter and fireplace time. Thursday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 53, and Thursday night, lows of 32 as we progress to the weekend. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 59. Again, cold, freezing 32 at night. Saturday, chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 55, and our lows with chance of showers again, 36. Sunday, showers, partly sunny with a high near 56. So, as you can see, it is cover up the plants. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Finders Keepers, right here in Reading, off top, right across from Sierra Gibbs. A unique upscale home consignment boutique with a quality selection of new and gently used pieces ready for your home or business. Finders Keepers on the web at finderskeepersreading.com. Finders Keepers. Yeah, we got stuff from there before. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How you doing?
Heard we had a fabulous, very successful event Saturday night.
We did. We had about 400 people, and we know preliminary, amount is around $40,000 that we raised so far.
Great.
Did Commander Gibson, we heard that he won the safari.
He did. Well, he actually bought a table. We actually had a special thing for the veterans with their own drawings.
Uh-huh.
And they were the folks that we sent to dinner first. Surprised you weren't there, Carl. But it was very, very good. The veterans had a great time. Tomorrow night, we are looking forward to seeing some things happen also. And later in the week, we might have some interesting things about our court case. And we'll be having another meeting tomorrow night on some things with that. Now, tonight at 3276 Pacelli Lane, we will be having Travis Allen coming in. He's the Republican candidate, or one of them, the leader at this point, And he is coming in tonight to answer folks' questions, and it should be a really great event. It's at 3276 Pacelli Lane at 6 p.m., but what we want to do is let people know to come in early because it's first come, first serve. We only have we can seat 300 people, and we're pretty sure we're gonna max out there. So tonight, come in. Travis will speak for maybe 7 or 8 minutes, and then he's going to take question and answer. We'll have two microphones going around, so folks get an opportunity. One, I don't think it's been done in Reading before, and that's to ask a leading gubernatorial candidate questions, and it should be a great evening. We're looking forward to it.
Well, you know, and if you can't be there tonight, and it's better always to see him, he'll be on our show tomorrow, too. And you all brought him through here. It's also arranged for him to be on our show tomorrow from 7:30 to 8:30.
Well, something that's really going to be good about that I liked about him, he understands that the heavy lifting in anything like this, especially something this important, is the question and answer. So I hope that you're going to have a good call-in period for folks because a lot of positions that some of us don't think about, others do. That's the beauty of this whole thing.
Yep. Okay, Terry.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
Bye.
Before we go to our guest, we have one more caller. DC, good morning. You've got something on your mind that you'd like to say on the air today.
Yes.
You're on. You're live.
Hey, okay. The Ten Commandments being politicized, there's one thing that says there's only one God. God is generic. The Hindus have multiple gods. Allah is God for the Muslims. And the Constitution says you can't do something over one religion or another. And then they say, don't covet your neighbor's wife. Don't steal. Don't kill. I mean, it's basic, basic human nature. Every society has had those basic tenets. Don't kill. Don't do steal. Don't do those things. And I can't believe no one's ever, ever said, this is not unconstitutional. God is generic. If it would have said, there's only one Jesus Christ, that's Christianity. And it just bugs me that these basic tenets of life that almost everyone in the world believes in is unconstitutional.
It is strange, huh, DC? Thanks for your phone call.
Okay.
You know, just basic, you know, respect, you know, respect your neighbor, don't steal from your neighbor, don't kill, don't murder people, I think every religion says this, and yet it's been so, I mean, what is exactly wrong with that? I'm not sure. It's because it's the Ten Commandments.
I think we're finished with that call, Bob.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I love people calling in and because it gives you something to think about for the rest of the day.
Right.
You know, something like that. But we're here right now.
We're switching gears to
have Judy Maxwell here because she's coming here with all the stuff that's going on in our health care. I'm confused where we are anyway. You know, and it's one of the reasons is, okay, I go through the VA, so that's one of the benefits of serving 30 years in the Marine Corps is I go to the VA. And Linda has TRICARE. And of course I get Medicare too. I know it's hard to believe, but I am also eligible for Medicare, barely.
And, but there's many people searching for, what do I do?
I know, but see, that's what I mean though, right. Is that I don't really look at it, but there are so many people out there, especially with all the things that are happening right now. And we were we were fortunate to have Judy come on in.
Judy Maxwell, Insurance and Financial Planning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Finally, hear your voice.
I know. Finally.
That little Texas draw.
And may we say that your website just launched. So if you want to go online, it's maxwellif.com. That's maxwellif. And that's two L's, maxwellif.com. And it's beautiful. So now you can find out, see Judy and find out all your services.
Well, I know cloud potential. It took a long time, but they kept telling us we had potential. So, but it just took a long time to get there because of all the new compliance rules and everything. But we're mobile friendly. The phone call, the phone number on the mobile is not correct, but this just launched Thursday, Friday, so we've got some bugs to work out. But
well, Cloud Potential and Joel McKenna and that, he's, it, the fact is that he's such an advocate. And to be able to have so that people look at you and to look at your website and actually find things, because, you know, we sat down with Judy, and Judy, who has been is well known in this town, but you're also like you're a futurist, which I love. No, you are. You're a futurist. You look out. You're looking at who are my customers going to be in 5 years, in 6 years, in 10 years, and how do I get the information to them? And so you linked up with Joe. And the hard part is if you've got a company that has you're very, very restricted because of financial planning and insurance, exactly what you can say.
Oh, it's a tremendous burden, you know, as far as us trying to communicate to the public and the compliance, the layers and layers of compliance that we have to go through. So this, I mean, we started working on this in July, and it's just now getting launched. So, you know, you have to have a lot of patience.
I guess so.
Well, you have to go keep going back to the main company, to the to the Starship, Starship Enterprise there, and who would then say, okay, this and this is okay, but not this and this. I mean, it's innocuous stuff, too. I mean, I've read some stuff, and I'm going, why can't you say that, Judy? And, I mean, it's just common sense because – it falls under some kind of compliance with federal regulations or something like that. Anyway.
Well, we understand what that's like. We completely get it because of what we're going through to go into FM and FCC and attorneys and does the North meet the South of the, you know, there's the engineers and there's a science, a whole thing.
The difference being is that your company is very, you know, you ask your company. Or your company will come to you and tell you something, right?
Exactly.
They will come and tell you, right?
They'd be knocking on our door, that's for sure.
The FCC doesn't tell you things. You just have to kind of know them. Like, you have to pay this much money on this day because they don't send out notices. They don't even send out reminders. They just say it's due, you know, you've got to search it down.
You have to be responsible.
And then there's other things, too, that you go in and go, well, I didn't know about that. Well, you should have.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back the next segment of our show is going to be all about Judy Maxwell and all the good stuff that that she's doing. And I'm sure we're going to be enlightened here with some rules and regulations and what you provide.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, only watch repairmen in Reading. They're all there. You can buy anything from estate jewelry to ones that you can have designed and built right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Judy Maxwell and the latest on the health insurance.
Produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheridan Reading Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electricians Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Wow.
Welcome back.
Okay. I'm going to say that Janis Joplin.
That would actually be Ike and Tina.
I know it's Ike and Tina, but Janis Joplin, one night on Dick Cavett, because I was watching a show, they go, who do you think are really good singers today? She goes, the only person I could really think of is Tina Turner. So, I just, yeah, because this is around the era of Janis Joplin and that whole, down to the bone.
I refrain from dancing in here and chasing everybody out. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. I'm going to call it 226-8350. Why? Because locally owned, trusted provider, quality, compassionate in-home care. Whether it's short-term or long-term, bonded, insured, trained, Sharon Clark knows what she's talking about. Again, Home Helpers, 226-8350. Okay. We're here with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance, and we're talking about health insurance and all the different changes that are going on now under the new Trump administration. And so, lay it on us, Judy.
Oh, I tell you, there's one thing constant: it is change, and there is a lot of change. The new tax law does repeal just the portion. There's no penalty. It doesn't repeal the whole thing. All it does is that it just kind of there is no penalty for 2019 as far as the mandate to have insurance. Now, for 2018, the penalty is still in place. Now, this is not a repeal of this penalty. All it is just kind of they're not going to enforce it, and it's just taken off the table right now. A new, if Democrats come in, there's a new Congress, they can bring this back, but after 2019, there will be no penalty if you do not have health insurance. So the maximum penalty for 2018, if you do not have health insurance, is a little over $2,000. And there's formulas and stuff that they bring in. And then there's no penalty if you have a lapse in coverage for about 3 months. So that kind of helps people with transitions and that sort of thing. But I tell you, if there's one thing that... a lot that is happening is you are getting new players thinking outside the box. You have Amazon, J.P. Morgan Chase, Berkshire Hathaway. They're coming on board saying, hey, we're going to do something about this healthcare. We're going to try to figure it out. And they said, we don't know what it's going to look like. But we're going to do some kind of change. So this
there's
is exciting.
There's lots of money in there, too.
Lots and lots of money.
So can somebody come up with another healthcare plan that people can join?
There's lots of challenges.
Is it too convoluted?
It's very, very convoluted. You've got layers and layers and layers of laws on top of laws, and like right now, the mandate for a plan to have the minimum essential benefits is still there. There is the also the mandate about, you know, no pre-existing conditions, you know, can be in the plan, so everybody is included, and that's a real burden on insurance companies. But you have insurance companies gobbling up insurance companies. It's like Miss Pac-Man. You've got, you know, Aetna bought Humana. Now CVS is buying Aetna. Anthem bought Cigna. I mean, so you're eliminating your players, and so that's why competition is good, thinking outside the box. I mean, it's going to take a while for things to come up, but you've got so much on technology. We're already seeing teledocs, you know, where you can go in and make an appointment online, and you have a doctor online that you can, visit with.
One of the things you're saying here is that the way things are going, that we could have maybe almost a monopoly in healthcare if you get down to like three companies that are running all the healthcare.
Well, here we only have two, so basically.
So you have Blue Shield and Blue Cross.
Anthem Blue Cross. Blue Shield of California.
So you've got two people running all of the healthcare in just Northern California.
Just mainly up here we don't have any HMOs like Kaiser and all that. So we are pretty well limited to on the individual and employer group side to Anthem Blue Cross or our Blue Shield of California. Those are our two main players up here.
Okay. So, but we're still looking at, as time, you know, here in the near future, we could have, you know, a lot of different ones are combined into one.
Well, that's...
Or is that something
that's... I tell you what, that's why I love the fact that you now have big players with, you know, who hire a tremendous amount of the workforce, and that they will think outside of the box. And because you think about it, these people are so creative in what they do. I mean, Amazon, they know shopping habits. They know how the millennials think and what they will react to. The problem is with this healthcare that we've had, the biggest burden has been that the millennials have not signed up and trying to get them engaged. They go, I don't need health insurance. And so it's just because it is so expensive. If you have, you know, a young family in their 30s and they're both working, they do not qualify for a subsidy, then you're looking at about $1,200 if they have two kids a month for insurance.
Wow.
That's like a house payment.
That is a house payment. That's for sure. They're not going to be buying cars and stuff like this.
Wow. Right.
Or saving, which is even more important if it's something like this.
So that the burden on our young people is tremendous. And those, unfortunately, the people that really need it when it is the young families because, you know, they've got children and children have tremendous needs. But if they don't qualify for a subsidy, you know, they're paying this tremendous burden. And if they're in a subsidy, and if they have a decent income, the kids are on Medi-Cal. So many of the kids are on Medi-Cal these days because, you know, the way it all falls. And now one of the other things that's pretty interesting is that Trump said we're going to open it up to associations. So, like, one of the big players in that is the Restaurant Association is trying to come up with some plans to where, you know, it's a pool of, you know, all the in that trade industry. But you have real challenges in that those plans are regulated under ERISA. And ERISA is the big governing body that regulates employee benefits, 401ks, retirement plans, and all that stuff. That's a federal. So I was just on a call last week with our state insurance association, and so the state is going to be trying to come in and regulate the associations, and they don't even know what that's going to look like. So there's just layers and layers of everybody trying to regulate each other.
How do you keep motivated with every day with, like, these balls coming at you?
I know. It's like targets, you know. So
they don't even know what they're going to regulate, but they're putting that regulation commission in there.
And that's one of the struggling things with California is they want to do, no matter what the federal government is doing right now, they're going to block it. They're just, you know, they're very... You know,
they're anti-federal
right now, and so anything that comes out, they want to block it. So it makes it real, real, real challenging for us trying to, you know, help people.
But that's why I'm asking, and I think a lot of people, how you know, this is, you know, you're very good about it, very good with your work. You're a consummate professional. But how do you stay motivated? Do you, you know, that pinch yourself like, oh, God, I got to go in today. What's going to happen?
You know,
what are they going to pour on me today? How do you stay motivated?
You know, I tell you what, it is our clients that motivate us, because they are so lost in all this chaos. And if we can just kind of take them by the hand and just kind of give them guidance so they can make informed decisions, and then they come out, they leave our office, and they feel empowered. At least, you know, yes, there's still chaos, there's this, but at least, you know, we've given them some direction on how to make some good decisions. Because especially when you're coming from group, there's all kinds of transitions. People want to retire, you know, going on to Medicare. There's just, it's crazy, but, you know, at least when they have some, yes, we are informed, and that's why they come to us, and we can kind of guide them through
it. Well, that's the whole thing, is you're guiding people through to make their lives easier.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, it's with all the politics and the regulations and the deregulations, and, you know, it's just not really fair to Americans. It should be something that is so damn simple, like your taxes. Your taxes should just be so simple that even if you have a business, you know, okay, you have these write-offs, this is how much you make, this is how much you write off, and it fills out into a form. And, I mean, we've got really good CPAs. I mean, and they're spending hours, and I realize a lot of it's on the computer and algorithms, but it's just like with you, Judy, mm-hmm. is that it shouldn't be this hard to help people.
Well, it has been very crazy because, thank goodness of my background in finance and stuff, because people bring me tax returns to have to figure out their health insurance. Now, that's kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
It is totally crazy.
You have to bring a tax return in to see what kind of health care you can get. I mean, there's something wrong here.
Our guest is Judy Maxwell.
We're going to take a break here.
You can find out some wonderful information on her new site, maxwellif.com. And I'm going to ask you a couple of those questions after we get back from the break. This portion of the show is brought to you by...
Hey, North State Security. Are you tired of having people come into your shop and you can't get them out there, or they're just there sleeping in front and the police don't come because, frankly, that's not a high priority for them because they've got crimes going on all over the place? Well, then you ought to look at North State Security. For a small amount per month and a very reasonable fee, they can be at your place in under 10 minutes. Their average is 10 minutes, so they could be there even quicker depending on where their cars are. They're set up so that when they get a phone call from a business that says, I need somebody here now, they are launching them right then or vector them in from a place that's close to you. Now, that's North State Security. They're not just they just didn't start up here. They're starting their 50th year this year. They started in 1968, an ounce of prevention since 1968. That's North State Security. They work with the police here in town. They work with the city. They work with the power plants, the whole thing. This is North State Security. Give them a call at 243-0295. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793.
That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Stone Kingdom provides you with luxury concrete and exotic rock features from around the world. Stone Kingdom at 290 Hartnell Avenue. Visit their amazing showroom where you can view dozens of colors of artisan concrete panels, whether it's interior or exterior, commercial or residential. Stone Kingdom will provide you with a realistic stone look. From kitchen and bathrooms, fireplace surrounds, accent walls, flooring and entries, to barbecue areas, man caves, columns and arches. Stone Kingdom. Visit their showroom at 290 Hartnell Avenue and check them out on Facebook. Stone Kingdom.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and the KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBarry. Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful day, even though it's only 32 degrees and it's going up to 51. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 19th of February. By the way, today is also the day that the Marines landed at Iwo Jima.
Really?
Yep. 1945. They landed at Iwo Jima in one of the bloodiest battles of World War II. And, of course, the iconic raising of the flag at Mount Suribachi. And one of the interesting things that's just come up in the last 3 years is the man that they had thought had raised that flag for all this time, it was found that it wasn't him. It was another member of that squad, and they identified him. And this one man who had kept looking at the photos and saying, There's something wrong here. And even the guy that, I think he was killed later on in the battle, the one that they identified. But, you know, when they were looking at it and they looked at the type of equipment they were wearing, and that's the way that they have finally identified the guy that was really there that raised the flag at Suribachi. I don't think either one of them lasted through the battle. You know, a lot of people think, "Oh, you raised the flag, but, the battle's over." No, they made a push to get up there, put the flag up. Then they still had to clear, 2/3 of the island. So it was a tough battle. But today, in 1945, they landed February the 19th. Okay, and speaking of that, we have a veteran-owned business that that brings us this segment. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, best place in the world to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Judy Maxwell, and we're talking about health insurance. We're going to talk about numbers, but it's a misnomer. There is some information going around right now that, Medicare is going to change in 2020. And there's going to be some big changes, but there's some information going around that could cost seniors a lot of money.
Absolutely. This is a bill that was passed in 2015. Actually, It was on March the 15th in 2015, because I happened to be in D.C. when it got passed.
Mr. Obama.
And, yes.
And the Democrats.
And so it was the Medicare Access and the CHIP Reauthorization Act of 2015. And most of the media and attention you see is about the reimbursements to doctors, the fee-based versus performance-based and all that. But the main things that are not discussed is about our Medicare supplements, and that tremendously impacts us up here because most of, I mean, our seniors that go on Medicare, if they don't have an employer plan, they will take out a supplement. And the most popular plan is the Plan F. And where you'll see a lot of people say, oh, go to one of these other plans, and many of the insurance companies are trying to encourage you to go to these other plans. That's because Plan F is going to be going away, but it will be grandfathered. So if you have a Plan F, you know, I really recommend you hang on to it because you will not be able to get this after 2020.
And why is that important?
Because what they're going to be doing is they're going to be shifting a lot of the burden. There's going to be higher, it's going to be higher deductibles, that calendar year deductible on Medicare Part B. Those are all going to be shifted. And whereas, like, that deductible is only like $183 right now, but you're going to start seeing higher out-of-pocket payouts, $500, $1,000, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but if you have Plan F and it's grandfathered, then you can be in control of your choices. Because I don't know what some of these plans are going to be going to, but at least be in control instead of letting the insurance company control your decisions.
So it's important that you keep your Plan F.
Keep your Plan F.
And because in 2020, as in this plan for Medicare, it's going to, if you don't have that, it can raise a lot of your co-payments and everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything will go up. And if you're on a fixed income, this could have a big impact.
Tremendously.
On
you know, on Plan F, you know your out-of-pocket cost, it's defined because what Medicare doesn't pick up, Plan F does.
So you've got insurance, some insurance companies, and other people are advertising, oh, man, you got to go to, you should go to G because mm-hmm. it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it may be cheaper right now, or, you know, I guess you said there's not that big a difference.
No, there's not that much difference
but
in it at all.
But come 2020, when they issue you a new card, and they will, a new Medicare card, I assume.
Well, now, the Medicare cards are actually starting to get issued in 2018, and now they are catching up to the other insurance companies where it's going to be encrypted. So it won't be your Social Security on the card. And
it won't
you know,
be that, it won't be that paper thing they send you?
I know.
That,
see, that was
that,
the,
falls apart
that was the part of the Patriot Act that all the insurance companies had to, you know, change out their cards except the federal government. And so it's taken them this long to finally catch up. And plus another act of Congress to do it. And so, you know, there's been so much identity theft because people are going around with their Medicare cards and it's got their Social Security number on it.
Yeah. And yes. I'm just, I'm amazed. So, okay. So here's the government that says we're trying to help you. And but the way we're going to help you is have you pay more when you're in your 70s for your health care.
Yeah.
Good. I like that. Thank you very much, President Obama. Now, but is Trump helping us at all?
Well, this law was already...
Yeah, this law was already done.
This law is already done.
Right.
You know, for that.
So what's Trump doing to help on this health care debacle that's been going on for since they started trying to change it?
Well, again, as far as, okay, so the federal mandate is going away in 2019. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. The other thing is he is trying to tackle the pharmaceutical. And that is huge.
You know what? He's had two people in his administration, high up in the administration, including himself, that said, we're taking on the pharmaceuticals. I mean, this must – I mean, I would think if the president could rally his people around, but what kind of impact will that have?
Oh, tremendous, tremendous. And you actually even see Amazon wanting to get into the – you know, wanting to have a pharmacy and get into the pharmaceutical business.
You were going to put something like in Canada or something and just be bringing, just be sending drugs to people at almost at cost.
Well, the cost is so out of control here in the United States, and so much of that is regulated. I mean, they should not have ever been allowed to have those commercials on TV, and I mean, because it's just...
You're not the only one, young lady, who has said that. Randall Hempling, others in... By the way, Randall Hempling, who has taken over... A change in the subject totally has taken over Shasta Medical.
Shasta Regional.
Thank you,
Shasta Regional.
Thank you. Shasta Regional Medical Center for a 90-day period while they find somebody new to run the place. They brought him back to try and,
get them back online.
And that's where he's very good at, as far as looking at the cost and this and that. And and he's also in, on with the partnership as well.
Partnership and, health plan.
And that's another thing where they're trying to, as far as everything on that being free, that where you kind of go in and you have to, it's community based, that you have to do some type of
Medi-Cal
yeah. that you have to go in and do some kind of voluntary work or do something to work for your services. And there's everybody has
great.
You know, it shouldn't be just entitlements, give. There's a way everybody can give back, you know.
I believe that if you're going to be getting things from taxpayers and you're able to work, and you should be out there, if nothing else, just sweeping the streets or picking up trash on a river trail. I mean, giving something back.
And that's the thing. If you are, you know, able to do anything, I mean, just maybe make phone calls or this or that, or just, you know, give any type of community service, you know, for your, you know, for the benefits that you receive.
But going back to the pharmaceuticals, the amount of money, would you say it would be the hundreds of billions?
Oh, it's mega billions. It's just unbelievable. And they, and the way that they control the patents and trying to get it out into generics, but all of the drug plans that for seniors with Part D drug plans, you know, one company may have three different plans, but each one has a different formulary. And so it may be the generic version, but you're still paying like a brand price for it. It's crazy.
And one of the things that Randall Hemplin has said is that when they talk about, well, it takes so much to bring one of these, we'll have 50 ideas, only one of them will make it to the, you know, make it through the FTC. That may be true, but that's already built into the overhead.
Uh-huh.
That's not like something extra, you know. So, I mean, that's, you know, so it would be, okay, that's already in the overhead. So why is the amount of a drug, the EpiPen, why is the EpiPen, you know, it shot up to like, what was it, $300 or $1,000?
No,
or something?
It was $1,000. It went back down to $6, right?
Right.
Then it went down, and the woman who was, I think it was Bernie Sanders' daughter-in-law or something like that, she said, yeah, it's not going down. That's how much it cost us. Well, I don't believe that. I don't believe each EpiPen costs $600. I can't believe that. I mean,
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Because we carried all types of weird stuff with us, you know, to inject ourselves in case of chemicals and those kind of things, you know, and it's the same kind of thing that gets into your system. So, okay, we got to take a break. We're Judy Maxwell, and she has already said she could cure the problems, most of the problems with the health care, with the amount of health care, if you can get the pharmaceutical companies under control. If she was queen for a month, she would fix this. The fact is that you've already got F. And if you're on Medicare, keep F, because in 2020 it's going to shift. And if you've shifted to another plan, it's going to cost you more money, much more money. But if you stay with F, you'll be grandfathered in. So that will help keep your costs down.
Before we take a break real fast, I looked it up, the EpiPen. Walgreens, $147.
Okay.
Target, $270. CVS, $304. And Health Warehouse, $315.
Wait a minute. Walgreens is how much?
$270.
No, no. What's the one that was 100?
Excuse me. $147 was Walgreens.
So Walgreens is $147, and
according to the site, you can do like free coupon or something. So Costco's $318, Albertsons $321. They just keep going up.
Yeah.
So
pharmaceutical industry experts estimate that the medicine added injector, for which Mylan charges roughly $300 a pop, and they come in a 2-pack, cost around $30 each to produce.
Yeah.
There
okay.
you go.
Yeah.
So if you go just on those four, they go from $300-something to $100-something, and that's for a packet too.
I mean, that's when we work with people with their Part D's. You have to shop it, compare. Yeah. You can't just. There is no one plan that fits all. There is, and then go into the manufacturer's coupons that you know you can
get those.
You
yeah,
can
that's
get
right.
you can get a pretty decent coupons on a lot of the cases and a lot of the drugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it shouldn't have to be this difficult to have to, you know, people need these medications, and it shouldn't have to be this difficult. It's just crazy.
Okay. We're here with Judy Maxwell, and we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Time.
climbing at 51 miles per gallon in a new 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. The President's Day sale on now, readingkia.com.
Skip that siesta or you'll miss the fiesta. Head on over to Tortilla Flats on Park Marina Drive, a friendly cantina with pretty senoritas that serve up dishes that taste as good as they look. The choices are endless. Enchiladas rancheros, fajita or chili verde burritos, chicken or beef picada. Try our mouthwatering seafood enchiladas or burritos served with Tortilla Flats' own Spanish white cream sauce. All this and more served 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Dinners are served with beans, rice, albondiga soup or salad and complimentary chips and salsa. Tortilla Flats is a perfect place to end your day. Our popular happy hour is 4 to 6 p.m. with $2 tacos, half-off appetizers, and daily drink specials. Tortilla Flats even has a private party room for groups up to 30. Call for details. The next time you crave Mexican food, try Tortilla Flats, Redding's oldest Mexican restaurant where we serve the best margaritas in town. Tortilla Flats, 2800 Park Marina Drive, 1 mile south of the Sundial Bridge, where the fiesta never ends.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here, a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show, Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be sold-out show, the Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
It's a great time to get 51 miles per gallon in a new 2018 Kia Niro, highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. The President's Day sale on now, readingkia.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Can I tell you how much I like this song? No, it's not Hall & Oates. It's not. It's a guy that sings. This came out of Streets of Fire.
Oh.
Anytime I want to send the Marine Colonel into this dreamy state, I just whip out a track off this album. It's like a Pavlov.
I can dream about you.
He loves that movie, Streets of Fire, I swear.
9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. We're here with Jen.
Sounds like Hall & Oates a little bit.
Well, you know, okay, tomorrow we have the candidate for Travis Allen, who's candidate for governor of the state of California, a Republican. Now, I'm more than happy, and I'd love to have that happen, but there's something we need. I'm also working to get the former mayor of L.A., who's running, Democrat, running hard against Gavin Newsom. Villarosa. Him on, and I'm talking to his publicity guy, and this is the way I pitched it to him. This is going to be a tough fight. I said, you can't ignore the Northern California area.
I said,
if the Republicans are out of the fight, you want to get them in for somebody that does not want to vote for Gavin Newsom. So he's got to appeal because there's a million people up here.
What people don't understand is that Gavin Newsom makes Governor Brown look like conservative. He is so far out there. I mean, I've just seen a lot of the stuff that he's been wanting to do on the healthcare industry. It's just crazy to
hear
And I'm not saying Villarosa is by any means a conservative, but you got to take a look at, you know, somebody that's at least a little friendlier to business and maybe somebody that would listen. You know, somebody that's not going to take away every right you own, including your own health care.
Well, a perfect example of this is the Senate Bill 562, which was about the universal health care for California. Governor Brown says, no, that doesn't make sense. That would not, that's because it's going to add $400 billion to our state budget. And he says, no, that's not fiscal responsibility. Gavin Newsom was a huge, huge, huge proponent of that. Fortunately, that has totally died on the conference call that I had last week.
Good.
So out of the picture. But he's going to have other things. That's going to be just as crazy.
Well, that's like four times the budget of California.
Yeah.
Four times the budget of California to have this that he was an advocate for. And if you own a weapon, if you own a semi-automatic firearm, kiss it goodbye. Kiss it goodbye. Okay, now let's go on back to what we were here talking about.
Judy Maxwell, insurance and financial expert, is our guest this morning. And if you want to check out anything about, you know, Judy and her expertise, go to maxwellif.com. Or if you just, you know, type in Maxwell, it all kind of connects. But your services, we're going to talk about seniors and Medicare and planning.
Right.
Well, and the impact insurance, health, your health insurance will have on your finances.
You know, people just, I mean, when we go into retirement planning, you know, we look primarily at all the things that's going to impact it. And, you know, your health, your prescription drugs, the long-term care, those are huge costs that can totally, you know, take, you know, a huge burden, I mean, huge chunk out of your retirement dollars. And, you know, when you look at, you know, long-term care costs, you know, that can be over, you know, right now it's like $60,000 a year if you're in a confined care, Oakmont, that's about what they cost, or some of the other assisted living places. And so ideally people want to stay at home and you know, have the services at home. Like my mom, she's 92. And
wow.
20 years ago I said, Mom, we need to get you a long-term care policy. And so she goes, okay, you know, and stuff. And that is what's keeping her in her home.
Really?
At 92. And so
what does that consist of, long-term policy?
So a long-term care policy is a policy that will pay whenever you're unable to do the activities of daily living, like eating, bathing, transferring, those kind of things, or you have cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's or something like that. We are seeing a lot of cases of
early Alzheimer's.
I mean, I did a policy for a lady who turned 65. At 67, her husband was calling. She's in early stages. I mean, that quick. And she was active, doing things, and the onset just came on like crazy.
We had Alzheimer's, obviously, 100 years ago. Or did we? What did they call it back then?
Well, senile dementia.
Yeah, senile.
Oh, they're just getting senile.
Yeah, but you may have. But then they were only like 50 years old.
But you died at 51.
Because most of the people, when they started Medicare, you know, and that you could start getting the Social Security benefits at 65.
Yeah.
The number of people that reached that point was very minimal.
We need to change it. I think we
and
need
so
to change Social Security.
And so now we have 10,000 baby boomers a day.
Yeah,
you know?
I think we need to change the Social Security. And, you know, you can make one change. Make it 67 or 68.
Well, that
and
is
it makes,
happening.
And it makes it would cure a lot of the problems we have right now.
Actually, for your full retirement benefits, that is changing, because now it's 66 and so many months, and it's going to 67 and that sort of thing. The benefits of being able to get it at 62, you know, where you can get reduced benefits.
Yeah.
The break even is around age 80. So some people say, should I take it at 62? Should I take it at 70? Because from your full retirement age of 66 to age 70, your benefit does compound by 8% per year in that short period of time, which that's pretty strong. But when we look at people as far as in their retirement planning, we look at what is their health. Because if you know, you have someone who's 62 and they do have a lot of health challenges at that point, then it is probably advantageous to take it early.
How about if we were just greedy? No, I'm just kidding. So the thing about healthcare is that unless you have a solid plan on what it's going to look like, it's hard to say how much money you're going to have at the end of the month, and especially when you're talking about things like, You know, this is hard for people to understand, Judy. I mean, and like you said, you hear on the streets all the time or things, oh, no, I should go to F or Z or something, and not realizing the impact this is going to have 5 years down the line.
That's the thing. People think, well, I'm healthy now. I don't need it. You know, it's particularly they'll come with us with that, with the Part D on their drug plan, and they're turning 65, and we're getting a supplement, and I says, you know, what about your drugs? Well, I don't take any medications. And so I said, well, you still need to get a drug plan. They go, well, why? I don't take any medication. Because
you will.
Because no, it's not that. Oh. Medicare, if you do not take out a prescription drug plan when you're eligible, then you come back during the open enrollment in the fall and you say, okay, now I need some drugs. I want to sign up for a drug plan. They will penalize you 0.5% of the national average cost of the plan for every month that you did not enroll.
Mm.
And that penalty will last you for your lifetime.
Wow.
That's unfair.
That's Medicare.
That's unfair.
Medicare is like, man, they're like tougher than the IRS. I mean, they really are.
Okay. So I almost like would like to hear that repeated because I was trying to follow that if you don't need to take medication,
right,
so you
now
decline it.
Right.
If you don't enroll in it, and then there comes a time that you do need it and say, I'm ready now, they will fine you 0.5% for the rest of your life.
0.5% of the national average cost of the plan for every month that you did not.
Every month.
Every month.
So you could be paying 10% more.
Yes, exactly.
10% more easily.
And the other thing, yeah. And that penalty lasts you for the rest of your life. The other thing is our small business employers who have the health savings plans, and so then they weren't going on, Medicare, they weren't taking a drug plan. They got huge penalties because that plan does not have drug coverage. And so it was not credible coverage.
Okay, now we have to break here. We've run totally out of time.
Oh, my gosh. Judy Maxwell. Judy Maxwell.
How do people get a hold of Judy Maxwell?
221-0441. We're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive.
Or
go to our website, maxwellif.com.
Thanks a lot,
you
Judy, for
being
here.
You are such a pleasure.
You know what? It's a pleasure having you here, but at the end of it, I'm like,
I'm
blessed. I spent 30 plus years in the Marine Corps, so I could be through the VA.
Be empowered.
Hey, everybody, have a great day tomorrow. Travis Allen running for governor, Republican governor for the state of California.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Correspondent Rita Foley.
Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the president has spoken to Senator John Cornyn, a Texas Republican, about a bipartisan bill that would strengthen the FBI database of prohibited gun buyers. But Shannon Watt.